Don't follow what most people do because you don't want the results that most people get. The average person is obese, likely to be divorced, and has less than 1K in the bank. It feels safe to do what everyone else is doing, but it's actually a terrible decision.
It's like the best way to guarantee to not have the life that you want is to do what everyone else is doing.
Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
You just eliminate all external distractions, you know, that's what's going on, and just focus on the process itself and enjoying it every single day. Chopping wood, carrying water. You know, greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persist. Consistently pursue their dreams every day and make that choice when they wake up.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road.
You're going to take the professor's side on this?
Don't give me a line of shit, no.
Look, I didn't want the job.
It's not about the job. I don't care if you work for the government. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
We are overcoming the suffering. We are not running away from the suffering. You are overcoming it. You go through it until you have become so strong. Your body becomes so strong. Your mind has become so strong that it doesn't matter afterwards anymore. You feel it, but it's not the same like you felt before.
Remember, I told you an angry mind is a narrow mind. Whenever you're angry, you're only thinking about what you can do to somebody. You're not thinking about what can happen to you. Now that's how Justin got you.
Isn't anger good for fighting?
No, it's about emotional content, not anger.
Doesn't that anger make you work harder?
No, it just makes you feel like you're working harder. You're actually burning out your mind. And where your mind goes, your body follows.
It's better to make your opponent angry so you can control the fight.
The real test for you is to calm your mind.
Yeah, because I think that emotions most of the time doesn't help us to deal with something. Of course, emotions is like spices for your life, but when you have some hard situation, you shouldn't use your emotions. This is how I think.
Caring only makes you weak.
They think you care, they'll walk all over you.
Hey, let me finish. I gotta prove it.
Prove what?
I'm not a mistake.
Really? I never got a chance to thank Apollo for helping me out after Mickey died. But it's nothing compared to what you've done. You taught me how to fight again. And I'm going to go home and I'm going to fight this thing. But if I fight, I want you to fight too. I want you to go across this ring and knock that son of a bitch down. Can you do it?
Say it.
I'm going to knock that son of a bitch down.
I know you are. You know why? Because you are Creed. And I love you, kid.
You can look anybody. Champion, 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 you know. We don't need nobody. We have 30, like almost 30 killers inside one gym. Why we have to invite some people? And he come to me, he's like, oh, in holidays, I wanna go to Mexico. And I told him, brother, you're Mexico, your family, everybody have to wait. If you wanna become best in the world, you have to be inside the room. Same thing, if you wanna become the best, there is no family. If you wanna spend time with your family, kids, okay, be with them. You're gonna become best family man. I am not against family people. I just say, if you wanna become best in this business, you have to sacrifice. Sacrifice your time, sacrifice your health, sacrifice everything what you have. Other way, I don't know. I was in this game, not only like coach, like fighter too.
How to actually execute in the moment. And I realized you go up to take a shot. Like, first of all, going to tack or going hunting, you're training all the time because you don't want to miss the shot. You got to be humble. You know how hard it is. You're going to be out of breath. The pressure's going to be on. And so you've got to train, 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 prepare, prepare, prepare. But when you get up there and you like knock your arrow onto your bow, you've just got to be like, oh, I'm going to slay this right now. Hey, I'm walking up. I've trained, but now I'm going to just go slay this thing. And all that performance anxiety is gone. You go up. Get confident. Yeah, I'm gonna punch this thing right through that target. No factor. And you do it. And I think that's a good thing to think about when it comes to execution. Like, yes, be humble, be prepared. But when you knock that arrow or you put your night vision goggles on or you step into that meeting to do that presentation, you should be like, oh, I'm about to slay this right now.
When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked into it. That's what the storm is all about. When you can't control what's happening to you, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is, mm-hmm. Right? They asked the elderly couple one day, how have you guys been married for so long? He said, we come from a generation when something is broken, we don't throw it away, we fix it, right? And when you think about calm and happiness, it's not real calm and happiness and quietude. When you can be happy in the midst of hardship, then you see the true potential of the mind. You think perspective, you think peace, and you think more so controlling how you respond to a situation.
Yep.
Right? It says that's where your power is.
I said to her, you know, Mom, all those people that you're talking about that are 80, 85, 87 years old, like they've had a full run at it. I'm like, I buried my friends that are 27 years old, 30 years old, 31 years old. Like, that's horrible. And so people that got this full run, man, be thankful that they got that full run. And right now, if you're a dude and you're 22 years old and you feel like you're directionless, get your shit together, man, and go start making things happen.
Man, once you get it, come on over this side of the fence. You don't see fucking problems anymore, man. You see situations. You see possibilities. And you can't wait to get them started, man. You're like, why did I wait so long to engage? It doesn't matter about the past. It's today. What are we doing today? Or are we going to engage now? And once we engage, we commit. There's no half commitment. There's no quarter commitment. There's no three quarter. It's full commitment. Once we engage, it's every fucking day we engage. Because that's the better life. And the people you surround yourself are like-minded. And they're better friends. Friends and family for life, man. They have your back. They're solid individuals doing solid tasks, leaving a solid impact of legacy for other people. That's a fucking solid life, man. It's your option, though.
So this guy just passed me. He said, Goggin, just be average today. Some of you just don't understand. Some of you been average for so damn long, you don't know what it is to do hard work. But there's a lot of you out there who want to be much more than average, but just don't know how to do it every single day, the grind. You need to find someone to oil those fucking gears up. So check it out. This is a mindset. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But there's a motherfucker out there who wants what you have, who wants the position you are, who wants the job you have, who wants the wife that you have, or the husband. There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you fucking have. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But if it is, it's gonna be your ass. So make that a motivation for you. Stay hard.
Axis, they call for you. The general who became a slave. The slave who became a gladiator. The gladiator who defied an emperor. Striking story. Now that people want to know how the story ends, only a famous death will do. And what could be more glorious than to challenge the emperor himself in the great arena?
You would fight me.
Why not? Do you think I'm afraid?
I think you've been afraid all your life.
So therefore, how to translate this into our nowadays lifetime? Maybe it means we need to make us stronger again. Very simply said, this society is too weak. And why? Because of all the technology which is available right now, so you don't need to use your body anymore. I always think about in the Stone Ages. Do you think somebody in the Stone Ages had depression? Yeah, or even a more modern variation, the Spartans. Do you think they had depression? You know, maybe you are laughing, but all of these groups, they are too busy with their body. They are too busy with activity to be depressed.
I wasn't born healthy. I wasn't born with some great body alignment, some great, you know, I have sickle cell. I have all kind of shit. I have all kind of health issues, you know, all kind of, I'm fucked up. So I had a choice to make. And the choice was, you know, growing up, you know, okay, this hurts, that hurts. We can just sit down and do nothing. Or we can see how far we can push the human body. So on that journey, as I started getting more and more into my mind and start realizing that while what I'm capable of doing, my mind got stronger. So the pain in my knees, while it sucked, I've been doing it for so long. It was like, it became my new norm. Like, okay, my knees hurt, fuck it. Stop, you know, I call it like, stop feeling sorry for yourself, but you sometimes have to ignore your feelings.
What you doing here? Don't you have practice?
Not anymore, I quit.
Oh, well, since when are you the quitting kind?
I don't know, I just don't see the point anymore.
So you didn't make the dress list. There are greater tragedies in the world.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel for my dad to prove to everyone
prove
that I worked...
Prove what?
That I was somebody.
Oh, you are so full of crap. You're 5 feet nothing, 100 and nothing, and you got hardly a speck of athletic ability. And you hung in with the best college football team in the land for 2 years. And you're also gonna walk out of here with a degree from the University of Notre Dame. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
And you're a man who once said death smiles at us all. All a man can do is smile back.
No wonder. Did your friend smile at his own death?
You must know. He was your father.
You loved my father, I know. But so did I. That makes us brothers, doesn't it? Smile for me now, brothers.
Sometimes you have to let other people's dreams for your life die, for yours to live. And for me, it was like when I continued to every day not want to wake up, that was my wake-up call, where I was like, either I continue to live this way and not want to be alive, or I just risk the fact that I'll die to everybody else. And I think that that, like, it was the hardest decision of my entire life, by far. All the hard stuff I went through, still the hardest decision of my life.
The way you can change is you have to put aside enough money to give yourself a window, and then you have to have a plan, and you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever shit job you do planning your escape. And you have to come to the realization very clearly that you fucked up and you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it. And whether it is you're trying to be an author and if you're gonna try to be an author and you're working 8 hours a day plus commuting plus family responsibilities or whatever else you have, whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown.
The whole universe is change, and life itself is but what we deem it.
Mm-hmm.
Life itself is but what we deem it. The 8 most profound words in all of philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
What he means is that things are going to happen. You are going to have experiences in life. Almost all of the important impacts of how those experiences change you are going to be the story that you tell yourself about what that experience means.
It might sound too philosophical, but it's unacting, acting, or acting, unacting. If you...
You've lost me.
I have, right? So what I'm saying, actually, you see, I mean, it's a combination of both. I mean, here it is, the natural instinct, and here is control. You are to combine the two in harmony. Not if you have one to the extreme, you will be very unscientific. If you have another to the extreme, you become all of a sudden a mechanical man, no longer a human being. So it is a successful combination of both. So therefore, it's not pure naturalness or unnaturalness. The ideal is unnatural naturalness or natural unnaturalness.
Why we think physical training, physical activity, practice is something that teaches more than just how hard can you punch, how fast can you kick. It's not about that. I don't care how hard or how fast somebody can punch. But I care about how is the mindset. What happens if you walk through this lifetime, something unexpected comes. And then there it is. Something that we call choice. You have the choice. The suffering comes and you run away. Or the suffering comes, the pain comes, and you face it.
I think about death all the time. It's like, I'm going to die. And I think you have to agitate the pain for yourself. Like, you have to stoke the pain. Like, if you can't get through, because like, it would be odd that you would be motivated by some weird passion. Like, not everyone's Mozart. I'm just like, I just love music. And I see numbers and colors, you know, whatever. Like, some people are like that, but most people aren't. And so if you're not that, then you only start really liking stuff when you get good at it, in my opinion. And you only get good at it by doing it a lot of times before you're good at it. And so this is why I'm a big believer in this, is that when you are starting out, I think you got to find the thing that's the pain. And like, pain motivates significantly faster and stronger than pleasure does. Like, people are like, no, passion's the right way. It's like, point a gun at a family member, all of a sudden, 10 out of 10 motivation, pain.
Every single person that I know that is incredibly successful in a balanced way, mm-hmm. and has a good perspective on it, elects to do very hard things regularly. Mm-hmm. It humbles them, it reminds them that they're just mortal,
mm-hmm.
and it also means that if the entire mainstream media apparatus tries to come down on top of you, let's mm-hmm. say, just as a hypothetical, let's say that occurs, that you can deal with it because you know that you've dealt with 1,000 disgusting kettlebell workouts followed by a cold tub or
right.
whatever.
Right.
And then the performance without a purpose thing is from David's new book as well. And I found that very interesting because a lot of the time people need an excuse to perform.
Mm-hmm.
They need a race to be working toward, a goal, a holiday, a photo shoot, a wedding.
Right.
And that is what drives them forward. And, you know, that's not nothing. That's an incredibly powerful, potent motivator.
Yeah.
The only way you could be open big is you have to be a champion.
Mm.
And not plug in the book on this, but really, champions think, champions do daily what everybody do occasionally. Everybody else does.
Mm.
You just do it daily. You're not.
Yeah, we do.
You're not extraordinary. You just do the ordinary extra.
Mm.
That's it. That's what makes you. Separates you.
Right.
Every day you come on, you do the phone tap every day,
mm-hmm.
but you just do it a little extra.
Right.
That's it.
Like the entire
like
show,
I could do a phone tap.
Right.
But I'm not gonna do it every day.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be extra with it.
Right.
I'm not gonna dig deeper.
Right.
Like when that lady's on the phone and she's saying this, you're gonna take a one more step.
Yeah.
That's it.
That 1.5 hours a day that you have to write, goddamn, you better be caffeinated and motivated. You gotta go. You gotta get after it. And you got to have discipline. That's, most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something and to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific.
When you're winning, everybody's telling you how amazing you are. Oh my God, let me tell you, dude, you know what? You're the best. You're amazing. You know, you're just better than that guy, and you're better than this guy. And it always takes me back to that quote of Marcus Aurelius, who had a slave that would sit behind him and always whisper to him, hey,
you're just a man.
You're just a man.
You're just a man.
That's right. 40 laws of power, right? You're just a man. You're just a man. You're just a man.
Fighting is efficient in close quarter. Don't make a plan of fighting. That is a very good way to lose your teeth.
There's so much to remember.
If you try to remember, you will lose. Empty your mind. Be formless. Shape like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. Put it into a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or creep or drip or crash. Be water, my friend.
I start watching those instructors on the side. Because, you know, there's three shifts. There's eight instructors, three shifts. Because, you know, the guys going through Hell Week, they're up all day and all night for 130 hours. This is the promised land of mental hardening for me. I love this place. And you have the instructors who you know, they've been there, done that. Now they're instructing you. So they do their eight-hour shift. They have their parkas on. It's usually cold coffee, drinking their coffee. And they're beating the crap out of us. And when I started realizing, I started playing mind games. And I was like, you know what? I bet these fuckers are looking at us, judging themselves about when they were going through Hell Week. About, let me see, I'm looking at Goggins right now. I was better than him. I was better than that guy. I was better than that fucker over there. And I was like, okay. You gotta judge me, right?
Just a mentality, really. As much as I would love to be up here and tell you guys all of what I'm thinking, I just know that the process itself is something I need to focus on rather than trying to appease anybody in here. You know, the game itself is the most important thing. It's the object to win. So just gotta stay focused on that. And I tweet that because I know other people are watching and other people are looking at, you know, kind of my social platforms for the same thing that I was looking for when I was a kid, some type of inspiration. Aspirations come from people that do amazing things, but they're really ordinary people just waking up every day doing it, doing the little things that other people aren't doing. So chop wood, carry water, I got to stay poised is definitely something that I'm always living by every single day.
You are not ready.
I know.
Like everyone else, you want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose, to accept defeat. To learn to die is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying. May it be well with you, Mike.
You know, you grow up and you make game-winning shots and it's awesome. You come back the next day and miss a game-winning shot and it's misery. And then the next day comes and you're back playing again and you understand that life has this cyclical nature where it's, you know, what you do on Monday, it's fantastic, but then Tuesday is a bad day. But guess what? There's Wednesday. Yeah. So are we just supposed to live our lives like this the whole time? You know, versus just staying like this and understanding that it's really just a journey of evolution every day. It's just constant improvement, constant curiosity, constantly getting better. The results don't really matter. It's the figuring out that matters.
If you're in a fight, you have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the fuck is in front of you. That's what I realized. I was never breaking the soul of anything in front of me. So that's why I came with a thing called Taking Souls in my book. I started to devise ways to break a soul of a human being, of an object, of whatever's in front of me. If you keep on attacking something, nothing wants to stand in front of anything that is relentless. Nothing.
You need to get on it. You need to be in here every day. You're almost out of time. You're 22. You're late. Because I realized I saw a lot of people that didn't have any sense of urgency in their life. And when you don't have a sense of urgency, things aren't going to happen. You need to make things happen, as we already discussed. They're not just going to happen for you. You're not going to become a good fighter unless you make it happen. And you're not going to do anything in life unless you make it happen. So if you feel like right now you're looking around with and you're lost or directionless, I would take about 15 minutes and figure out what the hell you want to do with your life, and I would start getting after it. So that's my advice. Take 15 minutes, figure out something that you're into, and go crush that thing and make it happen.
You can't control what's happening. Control how you respond to it. That's where your power is. Control what you can control. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I go to. All right, in this moment, if it's going out of my way, if it's going out of control, if it's spinning out of, what can I control in this moment? I can control my attitude. I can control my words. I can control my perspective. I can control the lens of which I see it. What can I control in the moment when I can't control something externally, right? Because if I can control what I can control in the moment, what's happening externally is not going to affect and impact my true potential and my true advancement as a person, which is the things that I can control when I'm viewing a situation, when I'm responding to a situation. Most importantly, can I use it?
There have been so many times in my life where I knew I needed to do something, and then I filled all this extra time not doing that thing. And then the moment I did it, I was like, wow, that took way less time than I thought it was going to take. And not only that, it took way less time than it took me to delay to actually get to this point. And if I had only started with just doing what I was supposed to do, I could have done four or five other things that I was also supposed to do by this exact same point. And so thinking about it from that perspective, I've tried to eliminate as much time between I think I should do this thing and beginning doing it. And I think you get this positive reinforcement cycle that occurs every time you start. I call it pulling the thread. It's like, I just need to start pulling the thread. And then all of a sudden what feels really unknown becomes very tangible. And you're like, oh, I understand the six problems I have to solve to do this big thing. But now I know the problems, and then it feels like you can wrap your arms around it, and then you can start taking it one bite at a time.
You could imagine that you are yesterday, meaning you had to carry a 72-pound rock up a 1.5-mile hill that's got 1,000 feet of ascension.
Right.
The way that I felt after doing that first leg up a very steep incline was painful but satisfying. I knew why I felt that way, right? The story that I told myself about why my heart rate was 140, 150, and my shoulders were burning and I was sweating and all of this stuff was because of what I'd done. If I felt that spontaneously sat in a car in traffic, I would call an ambulance.
Right.
I think, what the fuck is happening to me? I'm definitely having a panic attack or a heart attack or something. So the story that you tell yourself, in some regard, very much is what's happening.
Right.
You know, the framing that you place around the present moment largely determines your experience of it. And this is where having faith in yourself, having confidence in yourself, you know, an undeniable stack of proof that you can deal with whatever is put in front of you is super important.
I think it lowers the bar of self-expectation, not to a negative point where it's like, oh, I've got low expectations of myself. But if I was to be coming up here to sit down with you and have this talk, and I was thinking, what if he asked me about something I don't know about? What am I going to do? And I'd be a little bit panicked. And then you'd ask me about car racing, Formula One racing, right? Which we were talking about before we started this. And now all of a sudden you said, well, hey, in Formula One, the drivers do this. What do you think of that protocol? And I was like trying to formulate in my head, pretend like I know what I'm talking about when I don't. So instead I just say, oh, yeah, I don't know anything about car racing. So you tell me. And that means the whole drive up here to come and sit down with you and get interviewed by you, instead of me being paranoid that you might ask something I don't know about, and my confidence is now shaken, instead I'm rolling in here like, oh yeah, if he asks me some stuff I don't know about, I can say, oh yeah, I'm not really 100% sure about that. What do you know? Or what's your opinion?
How do I finish where I start? I get 2 weeks into it and then I stop. Well, this is the thing about it. People forget one thing about me. I used to be you. I used to be a fat guy. I got it, didn't care much. I got it, got D's and F's in school. I got that blamed other people. I got that was under mediocre. I wasn't even average. So this is the thing about it. I'm gonna tell you what people don't wanna tell you. Why you stop is because you're lazy. It's because you don't mind getting bad grades in school. It doesn't bother you enough to be mediocre, to be average, to sit around and watch people do great things. You don't mind it. So there's your answer. Your answer is, you don't care enough about yourself, so you don't stay in the fight. Stay hard.
Here I am, you know, as a human being. How can I express myself totally and completely? Now, that way, you won't create a style, because style is a crystallization, you know? I mean, that way, it's a process of continuing growth. Man-wise, it's very slow.
What was it?
And you push it out, but all the time, you are keeping the continuity going, bending, stretching, everything, you know. Suppose, you know, I mean, you just keep it moving.
It's like a ballet dancer there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, to them, you see, the idea is running water never grows stale. So you got to just keep on flowing.
And when people try to
talk with me, give me like some excuse what they have to do. I'm like, I just see this guy, he can be just regular fighter, like thousands and thousands other people. Just regular fighter. He's gonna make money, he's gonna be good, but he's never gonna be champion. You can say whatever you want, but I know this game much better than this guy who tried to explain me. He have to go to holidays, spend 2 weeks, for example, in Mexico and come back, you know? And when I see how Islam, Umar, Usman, myself, and all other guys from our gym, I call it sacrifice. We sacrifice all our life to be the best in the world.
I'm always gonna give it my 110%. That's the only thing I can ever say a solid day's work. That's all that will ever find peace in. If you guys do not do that, I promise you, your life will haunt you for the rest of your days. If there's potential inside of you, which you know it's there, but you're too scared to tell anyone else about it, and you go on and on, get older and older and older and older, and the windows of opportunity start to close, and you knew it could have been given birth to, but you never did it, I promise you, it will haunt you. It'll be more, it's a living nightmare, dude. That fact that you have the ability to do something and you're too weak to fucking turn the key and start the engine on it is a greater disappointment and a greater burden to carry than any of this physical sweat equity or pain in the gym or sacrifice. All that is just nothing compared to a life where you're burdened by regret, guys.
We made some of changes about our training camp. About now I know more about him because I faced him in the ring, and I'm happy that I have this chance again, and I'm focused. I'm in the training mode and fighting mode. I would like to be in this party and enjoying, but you couldn't. The day before when we were on the dinner, I couldn't enjoy 100% because I'm in my training camp and in the training mode.
Oh, you need a day off today? You can't take a day, you can take it tomorrow. So if you wake up tomorrow, today, and you're like, oh, I feel like crap today. Cool. Feel like crap today. Go do what you're supposed to do. If you wake up the next day and you go, yeah, I'm hurting. Cool. Take that day off. Because you can get through today even if you need a day off, but if you really truly need a day off and you plan and you take it tomorrow, I'm okay with it.
There comes a fucking day where push comes to shove, where being mediocre and being like average and shit just fucking burns. It sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day, and you get off your fucking ass and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out, but you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much fucking pain and commitment. You were scared you're going to fail. You were scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something fucking hits. You get fired or somebody else gets success to remind you of what you could have been. And then the fucking spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet.
When do you ever get to enjoy it? Because like
this I don't know. I need to learn how to mix it, yeah, training mode and enjoying part. But I didn't learn it, how to do it. Now I'm focusing on the training camp about hard working. I didn't want to come here, of course, because I was training. I had to finish my training camp for made a pause and come here, then come back again. It's tiring a little bit and it's distracting you.
Like, I expected us to win championships. I expected us to win 5, quite honestly. I expected us to win 8. And so when you have that vision in sports, it's a direct competition. Like, I know how hard they're working. I know how hard we're working. I know what their strategy is. I know what ours is, you know. So it's a little different. So when we went in the NBA, it was like, yeah, we expected to do that. But now we're going to come back and we're going to do it again, you know. And so it's that constant, like, all right, you're churning. You win one championship, I'm back in the gym the next day, working, getting ready for the next one. Now, it's different because it's not about the awards. You know, you just wind up trying to create something that's going to inspire someone that hopefully, you know, through that inspiration, they can inspire somebody else. And what I've come to learn as my career went on is that's more significant than any championship, is how do you connect with somebody that can then connect with another.
You can sit if you want from morning till evening just in front of the screen and nothing's going to happen anymore. So this is one reason why since almost 10 years, what our organization and myself are trying to share a little bit into this world, maybe in a more funny and a light version of everything. But what we would like to encourage the people everywhere in the world is get more physicality into your life. Simply said, not much talking around it. Get more physicality into your life.
Guess I'm not in the mood today.
Mood? What's mood to do with it?
Will it be that bad?
You don't get it, do you? You don't really understand the grave nature of what's happening to us. For 80 years, Arrakis belonged to House Harkonnen. 80 years of owning the spice fields. Can you imagine the wealth in your eyes? I need to see it in your eyes. You never met Harkonnens before I have. They're not human, they're brutal. You have to be ready.
Ultimately, martial art means honestly expressing yourself. Now, it is very difficult to do. I mean, it is easy for me to put on a show and be cocky and be flooded with a cocky feeling and then feel like pretty cool and all that. Or I can make all kinds of phony thing, you see what I mean? Blinded by it. Or I can show you some really fancy movement. But to express oneself honestly, not lying to oneself, and to express myself honestly, now, that, my friend, is very hard to do. And you have to train. You have to keep your reflexes so that when you want it, it's there.
You know, what I try to do is just try to be still and understand that things come and go. Emotions come and go. The important thing is to accept them all, to embrace them all. And then you can choose to do with them what you want versus being controlled by emotion. You know, a lot of times I've seen players, even myself, you know, when I was younger, being consumed by a particular fear and to the point where you're saying, okay, nah, it's not good to feel fear. I shouldn't be nervous in a situation like that. And it does nothing but grow versus stepping back and saying, yeah, I am nervous about the situation. Yeah, I am fearful about the situation. But what am I afraid of? And then you kind of unpack it. Mm-hmm. And then it gives you the ability to look at it for really what it is, which is nothing more than your imagination running its course, you know?
If you need to perform, you need to be very, very humble. And like, if I've got an event that I've got to do, I've got a mission that I've got to do, I've got to train, I've got to prepare, I've got a plan. And that whole, all of that is driven from humility, right? I don't think I'm ready, so I'm gonna prepare more. I'm gonna rehearse more. I'm not thinking clearly about what the enemy will do, so I need to come up with a better plan. Like, I'm gonna be very humble, and I'm gonna therefore prepare very hard and very extensively. But at the moment I put my night vision goggles on and I lower them down over my eyes, there's like a switch that goes off that I am 100% gonna win.
I just believe that I could be better. I know how I could be better. And the part about my dream, it's become a little bit smaller, to be honest. And now I have another feeling, say, I want rematch. I want to close this subject with this opponent. I want to win him. And it's this wishes to win him, I think, not less than to be undisputed.
Revenge?
Yeah.
That's a different feeling.
Yeah, a little bit different feelings now. It's just about to fix what it was before. I wanna fix my... this part in my life I want to fix, and I want to do it better for me.
One of the most profound things that you can do to become more confident is to become okay with saying, yeah, I'm not exactly sure what to do right now. And if you can say that, all of a sudden the world becomes just a lot easier. And, you know, if we're in a meeting and we've got some, you know, a project that we're going to get started on, and it's something I've never done before, and I'm the boss, and I say, hey, Chris, I'm not really sure what to do right now. Well, that's okay. And you go, well, actually, at my old company, we did the same thing, so let's make this move. And I go, okay, that sounds like a good place to start anyways. And so now we get started. Whereas if I come in and I'm like, I don't want Chris to know that I don't know how to do this, or I'm not sure of myself right now, or I'm lacking confidence, so I'm going to pretend to be confident.
Mm.
I think that's problematic. So I think, look, no one knows everything. No one makes all perfect decisions. No one is understands every element of the world. So I think a good way to gain confidence quickly is to admit the fact that you don't know everything and just be okay with saying, yeah, I'm not really sure what to do here.
It's just piece by piece, and it's the consistency of the work, which I feel like a lot of parents are missing today, because we're not teaching that to our kids. We tend to say like kids don't want to do the work, but in reality it's when we're failing them, because we're not leading them the right way and teaching them you know, how to fish, you know what I mean? And so like the consistency of work, Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better, right? And you do that over a period of time, you know, not like 1 month or 2 months. I mean, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And then you, you know, you can get to where you want to go.
I think people should use their pain more. And if they don't have enough pain, then one, maybe that's fine. And you're a dreamer and that's okay. But I will tell you that a word that I read in my like 6 month journey between when I wanted to quit and when I actually quit, there was this word that just like pissed me off. And it was this in this self-help or entrepreneur book. And it said, there are entrepreneurs and there are wantrepreneurs. And it was like, wantrepreneurs are people who read these books and don't do anything. Oh, and I was just like, I don't want to be one. I was like, I am one of these right now. And I just, it just like felt so powerless. And I think that my entire life has been a lot of trying to have power. And I mean that in the true sense of just being able to direct influence in events. I've wanted to have more power to protect myself, protect the people I care about, et cetera. And I felt very powerless.
What separates me from a lot of people is they go into a daunting task. And the task is overwhelming. Like when I heard the pull-up record was 4,020 pull-ups, and I was talking about breaking this record, people are like, oh my God. I went right to a pen and paper. Like, what are you doing? I'm doing the math, man. What are you talking about? I'm open-minded to the fact that, okay, if I do 5 pull-ups on the minute for so many hours, I can get so many pull-ups in. How much time do I have to rest? I was breaking the math down. You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
I want more. Always want more. Goalposts go back. Oh, we're in the end zone. Move them back again. Oh, man, we got pretty high. There's another level. So I'm always trying to get better. And I just believe this is what I'm supposed to do. The wise man picks me up in the morning. How you doing? I woke up. Everybody else is fucked. Because I woke up. That's how I look at it.
You have to let it all go, Neo. Fear, doubt, and disbelief. Free your mind.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.